T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Even if you aren't the world's biggest golf fan, you were glued to TV yesterday morning.
Waited for years. Many doubted we'd ever see it. But here it is. The return to glory.
Just unreal, to be honest with you. It's, you know, just the whole tournament has meant so much to me over the years. coming here in 95 for the first time and being able to play as an amateur, winning in 97, and then come full circle 22 years later, be able to do it again.
That was Tiger Woods yesterday after winning the Masters 11 years after his last major victory. He won the Masters back in 1997 and 22 years later did it again after basically being left for dead by most of the golf fans in America and around the world. Joining us to talk about that Masters win from our sister station, 610 Sports Radio, Josh Klingler is with us. Kling.
First off, pizza, non-seat recliner.
Okay. What about
mashed potatoes
if it's got gravy. Yes.
Okay, so you are a seat recliner. You are mashed potatoes.
If it's got a good gravy.
And you this, are, yeah. this and did you, not have gravy.
And you are pizza.
Yes.
See, Kling and
pizza
I are exactly
sure.
alike.
Pizza for sure.
I'm having a more difficult time with the pizza versus French fries thing.
Pizza you can eat at all times of the day, hot, cold, reheated, whole deal.
Yep. The problem is pizza's every meal. More inconsistent. If it's good pizza, great, but not just any pizza.
Can't say the same thing about French fries?
Not having French fries for breakfast. I can have pizza at any time of the day.
I could have French fries for breakfast. No problem.
And the reheating portion of it. We've had debates for years about how to, you know, reheat the fries.
You reheat fries, they're a soggy mess.
But if you reheat pizza, most people do it in the microwave, and that's a soggy mess, too. You're supposed to do it in a pan on the stovetop to get it crispy on the bottom.
These are the things we're getting into.
Yes, right. this will be later
it.
Today.
This
Good.
Is it.
Or Tiger, whatever.
Were you?
You mentioned, though... You didn't have to be the biggest golf fan in the world, and I'm not the biggest golf fan.
I'm a majors watcher only.
And I'm not that, even.
Okay.
I've been a Tiger watcher.
Right.
And since Tiger's gone away, the force-feeding of, we have other great golf. Yes, you do, but nobody moves the needle like Tiger. I wish it was the case for me. It's not. I'm a very casual golf fan.
Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy didn't do it in Tiger's absence.
That's fine.
Okay.
Not really.
Brooks
no.
Koepka's won two of the last three majors.
Yeah, it's okay for a second. But Tiger, just the way he captivated everybody yesterday, and then captivated everybody, not just in the inner circle of golf, but the general masses. Nobody does that. And I thought the reaction to me was the biggest part. Phil Mickelson's tweeting out. I mean, Phil and Tiger have been like rivals forever. I know they're more friendly as they've gotten older, but Phil's talking about how great this is for golf. Jack Nicklaus is talking about how great this is for golf. Serena Williams is tweeting him. Tom Brady's tweeting him. Steph Curry's tweeting him. The president's tweeting him.
Former president was tweeting him too.
That doesn't happen on a normal Sunday of a golf round.
And the odds were against him, right? There were stories about how much money bookies lost because nobody thought that he was going to do it.
The one guy who bet the $85,000, I still want to know who this is. Guy walks into a casino. Man walks into a casino.
Hey.
Great story start.
Puts down $85,000, his first ever bet at this William Hill bookie, right?
This sports book.
The sports book.
Yeah.
His first ever bet, $85,000. They didn't know the guy. $85,000, puts down a 14-1, is walking out with almost $1.2 million. I want to know who that guy is.
That's got to be like Floyd Mayweather. I mean, that's got to be somebody...
I would think that they would reveal that was...
I mean, that's not Steve from Olathe, you know? That's not John in Blue Springs. 85 grand to drop at 14-1, and he walked away with that kind of money. I mean, Tiger walked away with over $2 million for winning the whole thing. And what was so dramatic about yesterday to me, because I loved it that bad weather was moving in, so they moved tee times up, you know, 4 hours, and they put threesomes together instead of twosomes, so the pace of play was quicker so they could get it done before... Mother Nature, you know, did what Mother Nature does. And what was so amazing about it, if you are a golf fan, and I'm a casual golf fan, but I know the names. I know Brooks Koepka. I know Francisco Molinari. I know these guys that are all the leaderboard. I mean, at one point it felt like there were 15 guys, including Tiger, all fighting it out. Like, he survived a charge from so many people to win this thing yesterday.
Yeah. It was an amazing, like, the overall comeback. But even if you just said, yeah, broke down the
just
round.
Just yesterday,
if you just broke down that round, never had come from behind to win a major, right? Mm-hmm. When not leading heading into the fourth round. He does it at this stage. You know, the galleries were getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Everybody was starting to move. All the pressure in the world, right?
It looked like 2003 Tiger's Army.
I don't care how confident you are. The self-doubt that had to be in Tiger's brain at some point during the, I'll call it the downtime of 11 years without a major.
Right.
And then having those thoughts, I don't want to say the negative thoughts, but just probably everything that was going through his brain, or to stop that from going through your brain and have a singular focus on make this putt, hit this shot, all those things that go in it, to me makes it just an incredible sports moment.
I mean, I was one of those guys, you know, who said Tiger Woods will never win a major again. He's broken. He had four back surgeries, all this stuff with Elin, the mental breakdown. He's been completely irrelevant. I have never seen and somebody called me out on this and said, well, what about it? Be a good dad, be a good husband, blah, 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 blah. Sports-wise, I've never seen a comeback redemption story like this. I thought Virginia winning after losing to Maryland Baltimore County a year ago was the best sports redemption story of the year. But blew it out of the water because how long it's taken.
Yeah, yeah. And to see, he's often been accused of being robotic, but to see the genuine emotion of like, wow, his excitement level on 18 was really cool.
It was different. It really was. That celebration was different because we've seen the Tiger roar and the fist pump from back in the day. He'll throw his arms up and whatnot. But this one was like you just watched the weight of 11 years and everything. And then he hugs his dad. And there's the side-by-side photo of Earl Woods hugging Tiger in 1997 when he won his first. And then Tiger hugging his son, whose name I don't know. But Tiger
Charlie,
hugging his
son. I believe.
That, to me, was one of the coolest sports pictures of the year.
Yep, absolutely.
So what does he do now? What's next?
I've said, you know, don't expect...
Win all of them.
Don't expect to win all of them.
Now.
Yeah. You wonder, like, is he back? Does that mean he's going to continue to dominate? I don't think so. To me, if this is it, if this was like the crowning achievement of the back end of his career, isn't that good enough? I mean, that moment yesterday was outstanding. Maybe in 6 months we're going, no, I need him to win another major. I don't feel like I do at this moment in time. I feel like if that's his, the comeback complete, and he's just a guy that goes out and wins some tournaments or fades off in the sunset, I think I'm good with it now.
Well, there is the odds are out for the PGA Championship, which is next month, because they moved it. It used to be in August, and now they moved it to May
you
for the first time ever.
I haven't seen him today. Is he the favorite?
8-1. He is the favorite to win the PGA Championship.
Yeah. We don't want it to be a fluke.
No.
You don't want it to be a one-time
Golf
thing.
Doesn't want it to be a fluke either. Golf really needs it.
God, CBS loved him being in the final pairing yesterday.
I bet.
CBS loved it. It was early. It was a weird start time.
They got the all day because they had their normal television window, which is like 1 to 6, because normally the round they get catch.
Did they
the
just run it back to back?
Yeah, they just they did run. I don't know if it was the entirety of the back nine, but they essentially ran. So it ended at the same time it quote unquote normally would. So they replayed that. I mean that's a huge. So if you didn't catch it in the morning live, you caught it. You caught the whole thing on replay in the afternoon. CBS. Loving it.
Is there any way the Masters will do this from now on, put it on early on Sunday? Because I loved that. I mean, I woke up with the baby. It was like 7 o'clock. I made some eggs. I sat down. I'm like, this is my morning. Yeah. This is the best day ever
right here. I
don't think
they're the fastest to change anything at the
no,
Masters.
No, absolutely not. Thanks, Kling.
You bet.
Josh Klingler from 610 Sports Radio. Tiger Woods wins the Masters. He is the favorite to win the PGA. And then Dustin Johnson. And then a couple of guys, Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas, are there as well. I mean, it was awesome theater yesterday.
And it was really fun I was not watching. Obviously, I wasn't even back in town yet. But just to see the reaction on Twitter. Again, I'm not obviously a golf fan either. But who's not a Tiger fan?
Some women aren't fans of Tiger.
Why?
Because of his sexcapades.
Okay. I think
his infidelity.
Most of us can separate, you know, and that was a while ago. I mean, and I assume there are other professional athletes.
I mean, most
who perhaps have not been perfect people.
Yeah.
And so that's fine. But I think most of us, in fact, ESPN was just asking the question. I don't necessarily need to get into this, but who's bigger? Is Tiger Woods bigger than Michael Jordan? Is he that big of a deal?
At his height, I think there's a difference in what Mike did. But if you go back to the early 2000s, the Tigerization of golf.
I had, you know, serious doubts after, you know, what transpired a couple of years ago. I could barely walk. I couldn't sit. Couldn't lay down. I really couldn't do much of anything.
And then he comes back yesterday and wins the Masters, Tiger Woods. Yesterday, for the first time in 11 years, that was his last major victory. He won the Masters by a stroke. He shot 70 yesterday. And normally, like, had Brooks Koepka won the Masters, Jamie, we wouldn't even mention it.
Because I would not know who you were talking about.
But Tiger is bigger than golf.
Yeah,
Tiger really is bigger than golf because partially because of the color of his skin, partially because of how great he was, and all of that wrapped up. I mean, there was a time when he held the Tiger Slam, which was all four majors. It wasn't in the consecutive year, but it was all four majors at the same time, that he was the biggest star on the biggest athlete on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those guys you're like, I don't know, Tom Brady's a big name. They're not going to know. Not everybody knows who Tom Brady is. If you go to Rome, they're not probably going to know who Tom Brady is. But everybody knows who Tiger Woods is because, in part, golf is an international game.
And Tom Brady has not had the story that Tiger Woods has. I think people love to hate Tom Brady, but a lot of people just genuinely acknowledge his role in sports but don't really have feelings about him, at least not ones that are positive. I think a lot of people, despite Tiger Woods' personal history, still root for him, still root for him to do well. So I don't think Tom Brady, now Michael Jordan's an interesting comparison, but again, it's that fall from grace comeback story that we love with Tiger Woods.
And some people just will never forgive Tiger for being what he was and yada, 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 yada. I mean, he as far as we know, he wasn't a violent guy.
Right.
He just cheated on his wife that had their kids.
Which I'm going to guess a lot of other athletes have.
Probably.
So
probably.
He just got caught in a very public way.
Yeah, for sure. 576-7798, because there were a couple of things that just trended all weekend long. Game of Thrones, we won't get into that. I don't want to spoil anything of that first episode. But the other thing was Tiger. It was Tiger, 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 especially because of the odd start time and the crazy drama that was yesterday. I think Dana Wright is still crying based on some of her posts yesterday. 576-7798. Let's go to Katie, who's in Holden. What's up, Katie? You're on KMBZ. Katie.
Elated. I'm so happy for Tiger. He has obviously worked very hard on himself, both personally and professionally. He's brought his health back. Apparently he's got his personal life, his priorities right. It was great to see the kids there. His mother, I mean, this is a total vindication of him as a person and as a professional sportsman. I just loved everything about it.
I mean, it was as good of a Hollywood story as you can write. A long-term Hollywood story with twists and turns and ups and downs.
It's much more than that, because he is a real flesh and blood human being, just like all of us. It was not scripted. That took hard work. Yesterday took hard work, and he did it.
Katie, thank you for your phone call. We appreciate you getting in. Let's go to Steve in Independence. Steve, did you watch the drama yesterday?
I didn't watch it. I got out of church. I caught the last two rounds. I just happened to turn the radio on. If anyone else was playing golf, I wouldn't have paid attention. But I was rooting for him. I said, man, this is wonderful. Because I said, he's the best thing there is for the game of golf. And I said, I told the announcer when I called, I said, when you think of guys that play the guitar, you got Jimi Hendrix. When you think of, what was the other one I had? Karate and stuff. You think of Bruce Lee. When you think of golf, you got Tiger Woods. And the thing is, too, we've seen him when he was like 5 years old. He's on Johnny Carson playing golf. And one last thing is, I think that really adds interest into it, because there's so many broken homes and stuff. We've seen the guy's father take interest in him and help stick by him, which you don't see too much with kids anymore. And then you got to see him with his kids.
That was my favorite picture. If you want to see that, I tweeted it out from the Masters at Mike Wickett, where there's just a great montage of him when he won and the emotion, and he goes and he picks up his son, and then it fades to a photo of when Earl Woods, his dad, mm-hmm. who's passed, hugged Tiger in 1997. And the first thing I thought was, I'm not crying, you're crying.
Right.
The second thing I thought was, that was 22 years ago, and I remember watching that live.
You know what's funny? He never got out of golf. You know, somebody else might have gotten out and started, becoming an announcer or something.
That's a good point.
He never did that. He kept playing, and he wasn't doing great. 17 months ago, he was ranked 1,999th in the world.
Wow.
17 months ago. And think about how, you know, he was on top and then fell to almost 2,000th in the world and then came back.
Steve, thanks for your phone call. Because I remember watching the last couple of years as a fan, and I often will root against greatness, but I appreciate greatness. Like, I root against the Yankees, or I root against the Los Angeles Lakers, or the Boston Celtics, or whatever. I would root against Tiger. But even I said this to Lee and some friends that were over yesterday morning. I said, I want him to hit this putt a couple of times. I'm like, come on, Tiger, do it. Just for the sheer joy of watching the end of the redemption story. It was so cool last night. Hopefully, or yesterday afternoon, hopefully you got to watch it. Tiger Woods back. And again, there was a dude that dropped an $85,000 bet on Tiger on Friday. He walked away with $1.2 million.
Good for you.
Like, I got $20 that I can throw on a, if I'm in Vegas, I'd be like, $20 on Tiger to win, you know, at 14-1, what's that, $280 or whatever. But I'm not, who's got $85,000?
Somebody who now has
1.2 million.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.